Bienvenidos a todos. Welcome to the Huevos con Weenies podcast. I'm your host, Jay the Creator, and with me again today is the one and only Purple Sons.
Yeah, I get to do this again. Hi!
Hello.
Is that what I said? Hello.
I actually don't remember. It's been a while since I've introduced.
I've been taking it away.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the last 3 weeks already, I think.
I think so.
Three or four weeks.
Something like that. We had a pretty eventful weekend, I'd say. Let's see. Back on Friday, we went out. I feel like we start off this fucking podcast talking about
everything we
did with the fucking weekend. On the rare occasion, we go out on the weekend, and we decide to go to Woodstock's here in Chico. Fucking love that place. Always has great pizza.
I didn't
have any, though, because I am on a diet. Now, when I got there, I thought we were going to go to a bar, and I was like super hyped to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm. So you were in bar drinking mode at that point.
Yeah. I was even going to pregame, like super pregame.
Oh shit.
And then take an Uber to your house. Thank God I didn't, because I was like so prepared to go to the bar.
Oh shit.
But then you told me that, you know, change of plans. We're going to a pizza place instead. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I had like four drinks there, White Claws.
Luckily they have White Claws, this pizza place.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't drink beer. Now, because of my my diet, the carnivore diet, where I'm just eating meat, losing weight, by the way, you know, just to keep everybody updated, looking pretty slim.
Yep.
Now, without any carbs, when you have alcohol, it hits you a lot harder and faster. With two drinks, with two White Claw drinks, I was already pretty I was already pretty fucked up.
Let me say, that's a white lightweight.
Yeah. And then I told myself, because you weren't drinking, you got in trouble. You got put on timeout.
I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, yeah. You had trouble with your wife and you can't drink anymore. So you weren't drinking, so I had to drink for you.
And I was just salivating.
Which I said on my own accord, which I know now is a fucking mistake. So I had four drinks. I left pretty drunk. Then we went to 7-Eleven. Just fun, cap off the night. You know, I had some smokes. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen it. _ J the Creator. Or J the Creator _? I don't know, I can't remember. One of those two, look it up.
You went through those White Claws quickly, by the way. Within 20 minutes, you were already down like four drinks.
Yeah. Like I said, I was drinking for you.
That's two tall cans.
Probably should have paced myself.
Of White Claws.
Yeah. Definitely should have paced myself. But, you know, you live and you learn. You know, that's what life's all about.
Oh, and then you finished the two seltzers as well. The Bud Light. No. Or was it one seltzer?
Just one.
One seltzer.
Oh, no. Two.
Yeah, because there was one left.
So I drank one. At 7-Eleven, I got a 3-pack of those Bud Light tall cans.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing they had. They didn't have any singles. I finished one. That one got me super fucked up.
At this point, you feeling saucy?
Yeah, and then I was drinking the second one. I didn't finish it, though. I think I drank like half, and then I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm done. I'm too lost in the sauce right now.
Are you? Were you picturing how you would feel the next morning? Or that didn't come to mind?
It didn't come to mind. You know, it never does. I wake up feeling like shit. But
how many hours of sleep you get?
Two. I didn't even realize I only got 2 hours of sleep. It's such bullshit, too. Because I think I took my dog out pretty late. So he didn't even wake me up. I just randomly woke up two hours later.
And you're like, I'm just going to be sucks. Up.
Yeah. Hindsight's 20/20. I probably shouldn't have went home that night, but I did, you know.
As you do.
As I do, yeah. I always make it home okay, but
I always offer. I always offer to.
Yeah,
get
you
this...
you do you do.
Okay.
You know, I'm not gonna knocking like I can't stay here. I just don't like staying in other people's houses.
You just feel like you want to be in the comfort of your own bed and
yeah,
shit.
Exactly, with my dog.
Yeah. But damn, I can't even imagine. 2 hours. Did you feel...
Fucking rough.
Yeah. You probably didn't feel buzzed or anything at that point, huh? After 2 hours, or did you?
I don't think so. Because I think I was just running on lack of sleep. Because it didn't feel like I was hungover. Huh. But my stomach was all fucked up.
Gotcha.
You know, probably because, you know, I didn't have any carbs or anything to soak up the alcohol. That's what I heard people said. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah, that's something you learn pretty quickly when you're in the carnivore diet or keto.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing about keto drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, there's a subreddit for people that like getting drunk on keto.
So there I go, fucking feeling like shit, on running on 2 hours of sleep. I go down to the fucking liquor store to get some Gatorades and shit, try to recuperate. And that's basically how I spent my recovery day, just gulping down Gatorades all day. And then I ordered pizza, which I shouldn't have done, you know, because I'm on a diet. But not going to lie, I did feel a lot better after eating the pizza.
Yeah.
And it was, I probably shouldn't have eaten the whole thing. But, you know, hey, hindsight's 20/20, right?
And you eat that motherfucker on one sitting?
Not one sitting. It was just like throughout the day, I would eat it.
That would be impressive.
You know? Nah, it's more shameful than anything, you know? Like a whole large pizza to myself. And then I had the fucking the cheese bread.
Oh.
And the bread sticks. Damn. You know? Little Caesars, shout out.
Yeah. It feels good, but then, like, pizza, and it's funny because I just kind of ate a pizza, but it just makes you feel so bloated.
Yeah.
And full.
That's how I felt the next day.
Bad way.
Yeah. Yeah. The next day I was just felt super fat, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting there.
I couldn't even fucking, I immediately hopped right back on my diet. Thank God. But yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking rough.
So what day are you on now on your diet?
Two. Yeah. Day
all
two.
Right. But, and do you ever get like headaches when you're going back to your diet, or or your body's kind of used to it at this point? Like it knows what you're trying to do.
Right now I feel kind of shitty. Like because today, you know, obviously I just had like a packet of meat. My right side kind of hurts, but I think that's just because I slept weird. Yeah. Oh, that's today too. I'm only running on 1 hour of sleep.
What? How do you do this?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't even know how I got 1 hour of sleep. I don't really believe that I did, but that's what my app says.
Oh, shit.
I only got 1 hour of sleep. Hmm. And surprisingly, I'm in the yellow, which I thought was kind of weird. So I'm like, it's telling me that I'm okay to do shit today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But man.
Because it goes red obviously being bad, like you shouldn't do anything that day.
Yeah.
Yellow means okay, you could do something. And then green is like, you better fucking get shit done.
Yeah. Is it at least easy to sleep if you wanted to sleep once you're that tired?
I surprisingly was able to take a nap today.
Ah, okay.
I never take naps during the day, typically because I can't.
Yeah.
But I was able to take like a 2 hour nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something so, it feels so good too. I don't like taking naps either, but the times that I do, it just feels so good.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking resting, probably as everyone should get a nap in between the day sometime. But like 15 minutes or 20 minutes would probably make all the difference, honestly.
Yeah. So I woke up pretty early too. I think I woke up like around 6, and fucking mornings suck, man. Like,
oh, and you have to take your dog out and
shit? It's just boring. Yeah. So, like, I woke up, you know, I was there just chilling in my bed, trying to debate if I should just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And try to catch more hours or just
more Z's. Get up
and do shit. Yeah. Because, you know, I've been trying to fix my sleep schedule too.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
For a while. Because I normally go to sleep at 6 a.m., not getting up to do shit at 6 a.m.
So you sleep at 6 a.m. and what time would you do get up?
Like around 12 or 1. Yeah. Latest I've ever slept is like till 3.
Yeah.
3 was the worst. I felt like I wasted a whole day.
Yeah.
You know? But
so as you're getting into the groove of the day, it's already like,
it's already gone.
It's already gone. It's already nighttime, and then you're probably back looking at the clock and it's like 3 a.m. already. Like your day started just barely. Almost.
Exactly, dude.
But damn.
Yeah, so I decided to wake up and do something. So I went to go get some coffee. And I went to Dutch Bros. Fucking hated it.
Where they try to chat you up and stuff.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm obviously willing to talk to the person that takes my order, but then, you know, I'm waiting for my order and this guy's fucking asking me questions I don't want to answer right now.
Stupid ass questions too.
I get there, he's like, "Hey man, how you doing this morning?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, doing good," you know? And then he's like, "Off to work?" I'm like, "I'm not," but I lied to him. I'm like, "Yeah, man," you know, just to get the conversation over with. He's like, "What do you do for work?"
Oh my God.
I'm like, that dishwashing place. He's like, "Oh, okay. You like it?" like
you should have said I fucking hate it.
Like, pays the bills, man, you know. Yeah. He's like, "Oh yeah, I feel you, dude." Damn. And yeah, fucking just shit like that.
I was half expecting him to say, "Oh, where do you work?" What would you say at that point?
No, he did say that.
Oh
yeah, I said a dishwashing place.
But where? Where? Oh, what restaurant?
Oh, I didn't know. I couldn't think of a restaurant, so I just said dishwashing place.
You know? Dishwashing place. Yeah. It's a place you take your dishes and they wash your dishes.
Exactly,
for you.
Dude. We professionally wash dishes for the clients.
But that's
stupid
one
my
thing,
lies are, man.
That's one thing you tell people though, right? Is you don't tell them what you actually did for work. You just tell them you wash dishes.
Before, yeah. Because when you tell people that you wash dishes, they either think two things. They're either like, "Wow, that guy's a hard worker, you know, washing dishes."
Yeah.
Or they're like, "Wow, that really sucks. This guy washes dishes."
Yeah.
And then the questions stop there. But when you tell them that you work in tech, they start asking you all these fucking tech questions about their iPads and their iPhones and all their Android devices. And, you know, I'm not trying to answer those while I'm just getting fucking coffee.
Yeah.
Or if I'm, you know, just visiting somebody.
Exactly. You know? Those are the most annoying type of questions, too.
Yeah. So I lie to everybody about what I really do.
Yeah.
You know, I have a degree in computers, but I just tell everybody I wash dishes.
You have a degree in washing dishes.
Yeah, there you go. That too.
So what if people were like, you know, they're describing like, "Well, I have an issue with my dishwasher, and what kind of soap do you use for washing dishes?" Things like that. They try to get, instead of IT help, just general dishwashing help.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know what the fuck to tell them, man, to be honest.
You're like, "I have the industrial shit. The shit that doesn't have a label."
It's like, "Man, I don't fucking own this shit. I just fucking wash dishes. That's it."
Yeah.
I'm not paid to know about what the fuck I'm doing.
And it's a beautiful reply when you say that, because, yeah, no one's going to ask you because they're going to kind of feel bad that you wash dishes.
Yeah.
And they're just going to drop it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's perfect.
Do you tell any girls this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. For girls.
I don't know if that would work.
I'll answer questions.
I mean, nothing against dishwashers. You know, you guys get pussy, but
hey, I used to be a dishwasher.
But you know, some girls want you to have more money than that.
Yeah. First job ever was being a dishwasher.
Dishwasher. Oh shit! How's that like? So fucking, you were actually a dishwasher.
Fucking
at one
sucks,
point.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. And it was during the time after, you know, I kind of got my issue with my hands and legs fixed.
Oh.
So I wasn't really supposed to be standing for long ass hours.
And
but
here
I fucking toughed it out anyway. Mm. Yeah. Cause, you know, I had just enrolled into college and I needed money, you know, for gas and, you know, spending, books and shit. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
tough it out for a while.
It seems like it'd be good therapy, though. Like, if you really...
I mean, it gave me an idea of what the working world is like. Pretty much sucks, especially when you have a shitty boss.
Yeah. I feel everyone should be required to work either retail or in the restaurant industry.
Just so they can get,
an appreciation for what it's like to earn.
Yeah,
money.
You see all those videos of people being mean to, like, servers and shit? That's not cool.
Yeah, at the store, I have a habit of just making the aisles look nice. Like, if I see some, like, if I'm looking at a fucking board game and I see the board game could be presented a little better up into the front instead of like way back into the shelf and just fix it. But that's just
retail trauma.
Yeah, retail trauma. And that's why I'm always super nice to people who work at retail stores or even, you know.
I mean, dude, they're just people trying to get a paycheck, you know. What the fuck? I'm not gonna fucking push my problems onto them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or yell at them over something stupid.
One thing I do miss is just the lack of responsibility, honestly. Because, well, when you're working in retail, you don't really think of this, but once you're not doing retail and you're doing something else, then usually that comes with a little more responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
when we switch to tech jobs.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. That shit
like
sucked.
You go home and you
had quotas and shit.
Yeah, quotas. And then you could, you know, once you clock out for the day on those type of jobs, you'll still kind of think about work. Like, did I fuck up or things like that? And it kind of follows you.
With the tech job.
With the tech job. Okay. But if it's retail, you don't really have to think about any
clock
of that.
Out,
you just clock out and fucking go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're like repairing shit or you know, and then you know the customers is going to get it.
Yeah, you're
tomorrow,
like, fuck, did,
you
I,
kinda
did
think
I fuck
you fucked
up?
It up?
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, shit's stressful.
Or you have projects, things.
That shit sucks too.
Yeah.
So projects with no fucking direction.
Yeah. So that's why... That's the beauty of retail, I guess. But you do have to deal with people, and people are not so nice sometimes.
Yeah.
You have Karens.
Fucking Karens. Ruining everything. Acting entitled and shit.
I wonder if there's less actual people that's being named Karen because of the stigma now.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah, they put out a study.
So there's less people being called Karens.
Yeah, like the name Karen is dying. Fucking sucks for any Karens that are out there that aren't actual Karens.
I want to make a horror movie
about a Karen.
That'd be amazing.
Karen that goes around murdering people because they inconvenienced her in some way.
Oh yeah, it'd be like the nightmare Karen, you know.
Yeah
So maybe I'll try to make it be cool again, or cool for the first time ever.
Okay, I don't know. How are you going to do that? But hey, man, all the power to you.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So I'm going to work on a prototype.
Sure.
This Karen is going to be diverse. So she's going to be Hispanic. No, there's no Hispanic Karens.
No. Yeah, you're already fucking up your script.
She's going to be a white Karen with big titties. No, I'm just...
that'll definitely appeal to the male audience.
Now I just gotta reel in the other audience.
The females.
Shit, I'll have to think about that one.
Yeah, Karen with big tits.
And a big hog.
A big hog.
Yeah, a big penis.
Okay.
But then
a tranny Karen. Oh, my bad. We're not supposed to say that anymore. Transgender
Karen.
Okay.
But then I guess I just lost my male audience. So.
Yeah, nobody.
This movie shit is hard work, man.
No dudes want to see that.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Sometimes you got to make movies that aren't for women. I mean, just look at, the Birds of Prey, right?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. You know, just letting you guys know. But you've told me about it, and you've told me how much it sucks.
So boring.
Yeah. And it was made by a woman. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Coincidentally, I'm not saying it's because a woman made it. I'm just saying.
It just so happens that a woman made it, and it turned out to be shitty.
Harley Quinn was more clothed than ever. Is that a word? Clothed?
Yeah, more that's a word.
Clothed.
Or you could say covered.
And then... She didn't murder anyone. She just used a non-lethal weapon.
That's so stupid.
Just a stupid, goofy weapon that doesn't do shit.
It's like, dude, this is Harley Quinn, a fucking psycho, a psychopath.
Yeah.
People want to see her murder people for no reason. That's what she does.
So what's a real guy movie then?
Probably like something with guns, tits.
Transporter.
Oh yeah, dude, that movie's sick. You know, he's like going around murdering people, trying to save a kid.
Yeah.
And he's also fighting hot chicks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that,
see?
That is a guy movie.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect dude movie right there.
All
right.
Yeah. And yeah, Jason Statham is pretty much like a badass in that film too.
Think about Death Race as well.
Death Race.
You know, cars, hot chicks.
I've never watched that.
Explosions. No? Mm-mm. It's pretty cool. I liked it.
Thought that was a chick movie. Death Race.
No.
Just playing.
No, okay.
So these cars, they just, it's like Twisted Metal. They just fuck each other up.
Pretty much. Like
only they're racing.
It's these dudes, dudes and women.
Dudettes.
Who are in a prison, and they race for their freedom. So they risk dying.
Is that Quentin Tarantino movie or no?
No.
Oh, why
you're
am I
thinking of he does have some movie with some sort of muscle car. Some dude goes around murdering women or something.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Did he make Machete as well, or was it just inspired by that?
I think it was made by the same production house.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. I don't think I've ever seen that either. Maybe.
I haven't seen Machete.
Yeah, you would think, but nope, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of movies we have yet to see.
But yeah. And in terms of new movies, there's not really much out. Oh, there's Candyman. That's something I want to see.
Is that online yet?
Nope, not online. I think okay. I would have watched it by now, if so.
Gotcha.
You've never watched the original?
No.
Oh, man. But then again, I may say this, but you won't like it because you guys saw Scream. We watched Scream over the weekend, and yeah, you and Gabby were saying it sucked.
It was stupid.
Yeah. But it's a classic movie. You just got to think of...
I mean, it was funny.
It for the time. For the time?
Oh, for the time? Okay, fine. For the time, I imagine it was pretty cool.
It didn't age that well.
No. Definitely not. It's so dumb.
Like the music was pretty outdated. And some of... I don't know. Just the whole look just looks outdated, I guess.
Yeah.
Whereas you could look at like Halloween and it still holds up. You know,
I mean,
there's
it's
just
a good movie,
some movies that hold up.
Which one? The original or the Rob Zombie
the
remake?
The original.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Rob Zombie still kind of holds up, but it's
I
more
liked
modern.
His.
Yeah. People give him shit, but I like his movies.
I can't wait for the new Halloween to come out. Michael Returns.
Ooh.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to be scary, obviously. But it does look like it's going to be entertaining.
It's going to be entertaining.
Like the whole town, like the plot, right? The whole town is against Michael Myers and he's still going around murdering everybody. Like how nobody, you can get in a line and just start stabbing. Like what the fuck?
I blew Gabby's mind because I think it was during the weekend that she said it was stupid though, because she said that the Halloween movies are kind of stupid because he never dies.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he's not human. He is basically like an immortal killing machine, like an immortal shark that never dies.
Yeah, he's like a demon.
Yeah. And I think he was brought up by a curse. So that curse is just keeping him alive.
Is that true? Is that like canon?
Yeah. Well, that's what I've... All right, and we're back.
Sorry about that, everybody. Handycat almost broke my fucking camera.
Yep. And my monitor.
Fucking piece of shit.
Yep. The cat, he's a handy, we call him a handy cat because he's like a handicapped cat.
Yeah, he can't use the back of his legs.
Yeah, so.
I don't think we've ever showed him on the podcast before.
As he walks around, he catches on things with his legs that don't really move. And thus, the lighting equipment fucking took a tumble on my desk, right on my monitor.
Such bullshit.
Yep. But yeah, that's why you don't have a handy cat.
Everything good.
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, normally we don't have him in the room with us when we're recording, but he must have fucking...
He must have been hiding.
Yeah, he must have been hiding somewhere.
Just comes out of nowhere.
I didn't even notice. Yeah, I know, dude. I was like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on?
Just all of a sudden.
Didn't notice shit.
Like, shit. Life just doesn't want us doing the podcast.
I know. Fucking pieces of shit.
Like, fuck your monitor. Fuck your equipment.
Fuck your podcast.
Yeah.
We're trying our best here, life.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What were we discussing?
Let's see. Something about Death Race and then something about Candyman. Oh, no. And then we were talking about Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. Oh, yeah.
Something about a demon. Is it canon?
I don't know if they explained that it was, if it was like a curse, but that's what I see online from like the enthusiast forums, things like that.
Gotcha.
But okay. That's, I guess he's just, we know he's immortal, that's for sure. And
I mean, damn, did they try to kill this guy so many times?
He never dies.
He never dies. Yeah. I think the original, there's like 8 movies, isn't there?
Fuck. Nearly. Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Maybe like 5?
And then with the latest one, it was supposed to be a continuation of the first one.
The latest one
right.
is a continuation
of the first original. What's
supposed to
Halloween,
replace the third film, I think.
Oh, okay.
The third or second film.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I liked it though.
I did too.
That was the movie that I went to go see where some dude kept cracking jokes at the movie and everybody was laughing. I hated that. I just wanted to enjoy the movie, you know, for what it was. Everybody's
just
cracking jokes.
They just think they're so funny.
I know, fucking asshole.
I hate it, especially with horror movies where you're supposed to be kind of immersed in the, you know, feeling afraid or just feeling tense. But
yeah,
these
people cracking jokes and shit.
It's almost like they're projecting their fear in other people by telling jokes or by trying to make people laugh because they're scared themselves or some shit.
Maybe, yeah.
So they don't want to be the one to be scared, so they try to make everyone laugh.
Yeah.
To make them seem like they're not scared.
Fucking douche. Hate that guy.
But yeah, that's one of the bad parts of going to the theaters. The good part is obviously you see it in a big screen and surround sound
of
shit.
Of course,
like that.
You go to a big screen, fucking surround sound, you get your popcorn, your candies, your nachos, what have you.
Yeah, it's always been a pet peeve of mine hearing people eat popcorn at the theaters for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, in silent scenes, you just hear them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I try not to eat while there's silent scenes, you know?
Or even them digging into the popcorn bag. You just hear the popcorn moving.
I wait till there's noise on screen. Then I'm like,
that's a good one. There you go.
Just hurry if you need my popcorn before it goes silent again.
Yeah, because not only is it, I wouldn't say cringy, it's just something I dislike hearing, but.
Of course, you know, you're watching the movie, it's silent, right? So obviously something important is going to happen, then all you hear is, so you know, you're fucking side, and you're like, bro, have some fucking courtesy, we're watching a movie.
Yeah, you're just hearing a person make sounds with their mouth.
Yeah, fucking
from
asshole.
Eating.
Yeah. You ever sneak food into the movie theater?
I'm sure I've done it, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it with Burger King.
The one
sneak
over
some
here.
Burger King in there. Shit's cool.
Burger King? Damn, that's advanced.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, girls typically, you know, it's the thing nowadays that girls have, like, small backpacks and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, your wife, for example, she goes out with a backpack.
Backpack, yeah.
You know, so, you know.
Purses are so 1998.
Yeah, nobody carries purses anymore. They just typically carry a backpack.
Yeah.
Which is more convenient, to be honest.
It is.
You can fit hella shit in a backpack. Ergo, Burger King.
Carry the whole store.
Yeah, you can fit Burger King into a backpack.
Yep.
So that's what we did.
Ah, interesting. Okay. And the movie theaters here, there's a like a 99-cent store here, and I think it was like a week after Halloween or maybe a day after, but they had like a bunch of
candies
fucking
and shit.
Candies, yeah. Like the box theater kind.
Yeah,
so we bought
cool.
a shitload, and then just snuck that in.
Yeah, I mean, because they can't check your bags.
Yeah.
And you know that's what the girls'
yeah, they don't
backpack
do that.
Is, girls' backpacks are for.
Yeah, and the people there just don't care.
That too, you know, it's not their job. It's not their job to fucking patrol backpacks.
Yep. Like when you're paying someone so little, why should they care?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like if you were to work, like when I worked at Toys R Us, I saw people that looked fishy, and I didn't watch them at all. I just let them do what they were there to do.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm not gonna be following them like security
for $9 an hour.
Yep. Because they're not paying me enough for that. They're paying me to... What are
make
they paying
sales.
Me for? Ringing people up.
There you go.
As long as I have everything accurately tilled on the cash register, then I'm good.
All right.
But I'm not going to be watching, like, walking around watching people.
Yeah.
Maybe if you let me view the cameras and I'm just chilling in the back watching people, then heck yeah, I'll bust people left and right.
Yeah, I would hate to have that job. the fucking security monitor guy.
Oh yeah.
It sounds like it would suck pretty hard.
Well, they're probably always on their phone.
On their phone, watching monitors, watching people shop.
Just the classic look of a security guard just watching the cameras without watching the cameras.
There you go.
Yeah. But man. Yeah, and let's there's see. Never mind.
Okay. In other news, tomorrow it's officially going to be a month away from my sister's quince.
Ooh.
Which I'm so excited for. So we're gonna be hanging out with the fam.
Yeah.
We're gonna be getting fucked up.
And that's what prompted the weight loss too, huh? You wanna...
Goddamn right it did.
You wanna look nice and fit by the time you go to the quince.
Hell yeah. It's a bit narcissistic, but just knowing that I go there looking good just makes me feel good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The compliments you get is definitely an ego booster.
Oh, it is. It makes you wanna continue.
Yeah. So... And then tomorrow I'm going to start ramping it up. I don't know if I already said this, but I'm going to start working out and shit. Before, I was just strictly dieting, which I wanted to get under control first before I started working out. Because, you know, I would work out and then I'd eat something I'm not supposed to. Because in my mind, I'd be like, oh, well, I already worked out today. Yep. You know, it'll cancel itself out, which, you know, realistically.
And it does, but there's no gains.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're just...
Or, you know, I overindulge you know, it goes into the negative.
That happens.
Yeah, way more than I can count, to be honest.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, so I got my eating habits down. Pretty nice, because, you know, I had that pizza that I wasn't supposed to eat, but then I immediately hopped back onto my diet.
Yeah.
And working out, I mean, it's just good for the soul, you know what I mean? Also helps you look good in clothes.
So once you eat a pizza... Is it hard to stop it, or is it pretty easy now where you could eat a pizza and then the next day you're like, nah, I'm good. No fast food today.
Yeah. For the most part, it's a lot easier now, because even before when I was starting on the diet, I would have a cheat day, but then it would end up turning into a cheat week. And then I would start the diet again. But now it's like, okay, I shouldn't have ate that yesterday, but you know what? Today's a new day. I'll just hop back on.
Have you ever fasted?
Super easy. Yeah, that's what I did after the day after I ate that pizza. I fasted until into the late afternoon as far as I could, and then I had a protein shake, and then that's it. That's all I had for the rest of the day. And yeah, the next day, the day after that, I hopped on the scale and it said I gained 10 pounds.
Whoa.
I was like, no fucking way. And then, you know, I stepped on it like two more times and it kept going up. I was like, all
what
right,
something's
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I was like, all right, something's wrong with this fucking scale.
Or was it leveled? Maybe it wasn't leveled.
It wasn't, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, you know, I would like touch one side and it does the little wobbly thing.
Yeah, that's a good indicator.
Yeah.
So that happening. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta... It's either, if it's leveled, then you got to step on it a couple times for it to...
Give an accurate reading.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, yeah, even, but even after seeing that, I wasn't discouraged or anything. I'm going to hop back on it tomorrow because I didn't eat anything bad today. So I think tomorrow it'll show me what I really weigh.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah, and then you'll lose all that water weight, so that'll be even more pounds.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. The water weight is, like, one of the first things to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find myself always being thirsty, like, on the carnivore diet. But you expel water so fast, too.
Yeah, so you're always
pissing
a lot of it.
Shit.
Yeah.
But you don't hold on to it like you do on carbs. Carbs, you're just holding all this fucking water. And like you, I don't know if it's accurate, but it seems like the carbs are soaking all the water.
Yeah.
That's just bro science. I don't know
if that's true or not.
It just seems like it'd be a real thing.
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
You know, carbs, they stay in your system for a couple of days. Quite a while. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, next month is my sister's quince. If you guys aren't going, do you think you could take care of my dog?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep.
Hopefully, there's no issues with your dog.
My dog. Well, we need to test that before.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine. But if you want, if it makes you feel more comfortable, then we could do that like the weekend before or something, or 2 weekends or whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Has he
seen my cats?
He has, yeah. Oh. And then he's seen your handy cat.
Oh, yeah.
And your wife got a little concerned with how he was looking at the cat. So we put a stop to that. But he wasn't acting like a...
I think it's just because he looks big and scary.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what it is. He just looks big and scary. Because he was literally just watching. He wasn't like growling or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, he wasn't like trying to force his way to the cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just
and that would be an indicator that he was going to fuck the cat up. But,
yeah,
you know, he's probably just curious. Like, why is that cat walking on his two front legs?
That's a handy cat.
He's never seen nothing like that before.
Like, are you seeing this shit?
Yeah, your cat was pretty scared of him too. I would imagine, because he's he may be like a medium sized dog, but he looks pretty ripped.
Yeah, he does. Does he work out?
No, he doesn't.
Dang, some dogs are just naturally ripped. What's funny, because the handy cat, he's ripped for being a cat. He has a big upper chest.
Yeah, I would imagine head. He has to carry all that weight with his two front legs.
Everyone in Mexico was saying how buff he was. They were saying he had like a fat neck and a fat head.
Yeah, it's gonna suck when he gets old. When those legs don't work, or when his arms... When his arms don't work like they used to.
Oh. Well, he'll keep fit. He has to.
Yeah, or else you'll have to get one of those...
He exercises every day, if you think about it.
Wheelchair things for him. You know, with the little wheels.
For some reason, I don't think he'll like it. We tried putting him in a drag bag and he didn't like it.
A drag bag?
Yeah.
The hell's that?
It's where you put... There's like a special bag that you put on his lower half of the body.
Okay.
So if he poops, he just poops in the
bag. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But he just feels something strapped to him, so he doesn't move. He was just frozen still until we took it off.
Okay.
Or we tried putting like a shirt on him.
Doesn't like that.
Doesn't like it. He just stays.
It probably restricts his movement with the front legs. That's probably why he doesn't like it.
Yeah, who knows? But he doesn't like any of that. He likes being strictly naked.
Yeah.
A naked cat.
Naked and free. Fucking nudist.
Yep. That tells me he probably won't like the wheelchair because, he'll know. Like, oh, there's too much weight on me.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I guess depending on how the wheelchair is strapped. Maybe if it's strapped to...
Just his back legs?
Just his back legs? Maybe.
Yeah, he might notice the speed difference. He's like, whoa, this is awesome.
I'm fucking fast as fuck, boy.
Until those wheels knock over and then he's just dragging himself.
Or he goes so fast he drifts around corners.
Yo, that would be...
I mean, he already does with his body. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But seeing like the wheels just drift. Drifting. That'll go viral, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh. What a challenge.
Man. Shit, this might have to be a short episode this week.
Yeah. Well, we are 41 minutes. I think that's nice and comfortable, honestly. I mean, what do you guys want from us? We're doing the best we can.
We're doing the best we fucking can, god damn it. God.
We're here every week.
You know how hard it is to talk?
It's very,
very hard.
It's hard.
God damn.
Life is hard.
We got to revamp the whole show now. We finally.
So
the people fucking listening to this, are you fucking happy we finally hit our our end point? We got to revamp the whole fucking show now.
Yep.
God damn it.
We hit the peak of this this format.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it.
We got to fucking change it up now.
Yep.
Is it?
Because you notice, like, the more upgrades we made, the more views and listens. But then once you keep it the same for a while, then...
We were on a steady decline for a while now,
yep.
To be honest.
So we need more surprises.
Now, we are not blaming you listeners.
Not at all.
This is our fuck up. Not your guys.
And we're joking when we give you guys a hard time, honestly.
Yeah. So short episode this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. We're gonna have to revamp this whole thing because goddamn, I am not happy about this.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on IG and Twitter at Gonweenies. That's Gonweenies. Catch you guys later.
Yep.